Welcome, everyone. Ready to dive in. Today, we're exploring the Jesus Film Project.
Okay.
But, we're switching things up a bit this time. Instead of like interviews or articles, we're looking at their website.
Interesting. Their own presentation of themselves.
Yeah, it's like a behind-the-scenes peek at their mission and how they connect,
Makes sense, seeing how they want to be seen.
Exactly. And honestly, going through their site, I found some pretty surprising things.
Oh, that's intriguing.
So let's start simple, right? The About Us section.
Sure.
They call themselves a Christian media ministry aiming to, share Jesus's story globally.
That's pretty standard, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing, they support over 2,000 languages.
Wow, that's way more than just translation. That's like deep cultural understanding.
2,000. I can't even imagine the logistics of that.
Right. It's huge.
And speaking of impact, they're ranked as a global top 10 ministry.
By ROI Ministries, right? They assess effectiveness, financials, all that.
Yeah, have you heard of them?
Definitely. Their rankings mean something. The Jesus Film Project must be doing something very right.
For sure. Makes you wonder what their secret sauce is.
Oh, strategy-wise.
Well, they really emphasize film, as a way to share the gospel.
Their why film section. I saw that.
Yeah, that
But
one.
they don't only use films, right? There's resources, even mission trips.
Oh, the mission trips caught my eye too. Imagine a Jesus film team just showing up.
In some village. Wow,
Yeah.
that's got to be culturally tricky.
Seriously, how do you even approach that?
Yeah, it's a whole other layer to this. Faith meeting real-world cultures.
Totally. So to see how they connect online, let's check out their blog.
Good idea. What does it got?
Recently, setting a New Year's resolution for prayer and Christmas, God's mission and the Great Commission.
Tying faith into everyday stuff, current events.
Right. Not just like theology in a vacuum.
Smart, makes it relatable.
And they encourage visitors to grow in your walk of faith.
Through community, Bible study, all that.
Yeah, so it's personal growth alongside the global mission. Yeah.
Like two sides of the same coin. Gotta nurture both.
Speaking of stories, they have one about Rashid, whose life changed through prayer.
Powerful stuff. That's how you show impact, not just tell it.
And right next to it, Jesus is Lord in tons of languages.
Emphasizes that global reach can't just be about words, right?
Absolutely. It's about the message landing right for each person.
Huge task, but they seem dedicated to it.
Okay, let's shift gears to their call to action, the give section.
Right. Money talks.
They have options like current projects, tax smart giving, all very transparent.
Showing where the money goes. Donors like that.
And they have a partner with us section too, not just donating.
More involvement. Interesting.
Yeah, resources, strategies, even mission trips.
Building a community around the mission, not just passive support.
And let's be real, those give now buttons are everywhere.
Hard to miss. Fundraising's clearly key.
For sure. It makes you think about how faith and finances intersect, you know?
A balance they have to strike delicately.
Totally. But before we go there, let's look at more of their blog.
Oh, right, we were on that.
Some of these posts are really interesting.
Like how so?
Well, one's called Setting a New Year's Resolution for Prayer.
Bringing faith into everyday life.
Exactly. And then there's Christmas, God's Mission, and the Great Commission.
Connecting to a holiday, smart move.
It's like meeting people where they are, culturally.
Makes sense, especially online where there's so much going on.
Now, one last thing before we move on. They emphasize personal stories a lot.
Oh, yeah, those are powerful.
Like Rashid's about how prayer changed his life.
Makes it real, you know? Faith isn't just an idea.
I agree. Stories hit differently.
We're wired for them. They make us feel things, help us understand.
They weave them in so well with their message. It's powerful.
Turns information into experience. That's the key.
Totally. Now let's look closer at their call to action.
All right, the fundraising part.
I'm curious how they handle that, balancing the spiritual and the financial.
It's tricky for any faith-based group.
But I gotta say, they do it well, very transparent.
Okay, good to hear.
So first off, their give options are prominent. They know it's important.
Right. Got to keep the lights on somehow.
But they don't just beg, they offer choices, current projects, tax smart giving.
Appealing to different donors, I see.
And they emphasize the impact, how your money helps.
Makes people feel good about giving.
Builds trust too.
Definitely, like they're part of something bigger.
Now, they also have that partner with us section I mentioned.
Beyond donating, right?
Exactly. It's about getting involved, resources, mission trips, all that.
Building a movement, not just a donor list.
And they're smart about it, sustainable, long term.
Makes sense. Can't just rely on one-time donations.
Okay, we've covered a lot. Their mission, methods, stories, fundraising.
The good overview.
It's fascinating to see how they operate, you know?
Especially in this digital age, they're doing a lot right.
I agree. Lots to unpack here.
Definitely.
Now, for our next part, I want to go deeper into those mission trips.
All right. Those are intriguing.
The logistics, the cultural stuff, it's a whole other level.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
See you soon.
Okay. So, those mission trips, right? Sending teams out to share the film.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Like, it's one thing to make a website or whatever.
Right, digital stuff's easy.
But to actually go in person to these remote places?
Shows a real dedication going beyond the screen.
Seriously, the logistics alone must be insane.
I know. Travel, equipment, all that. In who knows where.
And then there's the cultural aspect. Gotta be so careful.
Huge sensitivity needed there. Different beliefs, customs.
It's like, how do you even begin to approach that?
Well, they must have training, guidelines, something.
I'm sure, but still, it's walking a tightrope, you know?
You have your mission, but gotta respect where you are.
Exactly. Can't just barge in with your message. Gotta build bridges.
Right. It's about dialogue, not just a one-way thing.
Makes me wonder about the impact on the team members, too.
Oh, I bet it's life-changing for them going out there.
Putting faith into action,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, not just talking about it, but living it.
Seeing the impact firsthand, that's got to be powerful.
Totally. And probably changes how they see their own faith, too.
You know, it's like they're tapping into a human need, belonging.
Hmm. How so?
Well, providing community, not just for viewers, but for those involved.
Ah, I see. Like a network, united by this purpose.
And that spreads. Those teams come back, changed,
right.
Affect others.
It's a ripple effect for sure. Starts small. But who knows how far it goes.
Okay, want to circle back to the personal stories for a sec.
Sure, those were really effective.
Like they weave them in so seamlessly with everything else.
Makes a message, you know, less preachy, more relatable.
Rashid's story about prayer changing his life, that got me.
It's that human element reminds you faith isn't just theoretical. It's those experiences that stick with people.
Totally. We connect through emotions. Stories do that well.
The Jesus Film Project knows that. They use it masterfully.
Not just giving information, but evoking feelings. That's powerful.
And those stories reinforce the global reach too, right? Oh yeah, different cultures, backgrounds, but the message resonates.
Like that thing with Jesus is Lord and all the languages?
Exactly. Personal yet universal, individual yet connected.
It's like this tapestry they're creating, threads from everywhere.
Beautiful way to put it. Each story adding to the whole.
Showing that faith can be so diverse, yet have this common thread.
It's a powerful message, especially in our world today.
Okay, now let's talk about their call to action, specifically the fundraising.
Right. Money matters.
It's tricky, right? Balancing the spiritual mission with, well, needing funds.
A lot of groups struggle with that, coming across the wrong way.
But I gotta say, the Jesus Film Project is very transparent.
Good. That's important for donors.
So those give options, they're front and center, but done well.
Not just give us money.
No, it's specific current projects, tax smart giving, all that.
Showing options, different ways to contribute, smart.
And they emphasize the impact, what your money actually does.
People want to know their contribution matters.
Exactly. It builds trust, you know, like you're part of something.
And it's not all about money, right? That partner with us section.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It's about getting more involved.
Resources, strategies, even those mission trips.
They're building a movement, not just a bank account.
And that's sustainable, long-term, not just one-off donations.
Okay, so we've covered the fundraising stories, those trips.
Yeah, a lot of ground covered.
It's making me think bigger about faith in the digital age.
Interesting what you're thinking.
Well, the Jesus Film Project is like a model how to do this right.
How so?
Embracing tech, social media, making content that works online.
But they haven't lost the personal touch. That's key.
Right. Authenticity, stories, community, those still matter.
It's like they get that people crave connection, even online.
And it's not just about believing something, it's about living it.
That comes through in their work, the action behind the words.
So overall, pretty inspiring stuff. Gives me hope, you know?
Me too. Shows faith can thrive in this digital world.
And they're not just talking, they're making a difference.
That's what matters in the end, impact on the world.
All right, time for our last part. Let's tackle those statistics.
Oh yeah, the numbers. Got to see what they're measuring.
I'm curious how they define impact. It's got to be more than views.
Right, there's got to be depth there, beyond just reaching people.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back to dig into that after the break.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, so we're back, and I got to say, That statistics section, it's got me thinking.
Yeah, numbers can tell a story, but it's about which ones they choose, right?
Exactly. Like, is it just about how many people watched the film?
Downloads, website hits, that's easy to measure.
But does that equal impact? I'm not so sure.
Right. Impact's got to be deeper, more meaningful.
So how do they measure that? That's what I'm curious about.
Well, they probably look at engagement, how people respond.
Feedback, comments, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And maybe stories, testimonials, lives changed.
Ah, that makes sense. The human side of the numbers.
Because it's not just about information, right? It's transformation.
Like those ripples we talked about, they spread outward.
From the individual to families, communities, who knows how far.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think about that long-term effect.
Seeds planted that grow over time. That's real impact.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Jesus Film Project.
It's been quite a journey exploring all these different aspects.
I'm left feeling, I don't know, impressed, inspired.
They've created something remarkable, that's for sure.
They're really a model for how to do this right. Faith in the digital age.
Tech savvy, but with heart, that's a tough balance.
And that dedication to reaching everyone, all those languages, wow.
Breaking down barriers, meeting people where they are.
Makes you realize how powerful this message is, you know.
It crosses borders, cultures, languages, it's universal.
So to everyone listening, check out their website, see for yourself.
There's a lot to discover, stories, resources, ways to get involved.
Then maybe you'll find something that speaks to you, inspires you.
That's what it's all about, connecting, making a difference.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep the conversation going.